lions after slumber, in unvanquishable number, shake your chains to earth like dew, which in sleep had fallen on you. Ye are many, they are few. That was written by Shelley after the Peterloo massacre of workers protesting. And what could be more appropriate? After the murder by political decision, the murder by austerity that took place in the Grenfell nightmare. And we know if there was a general election today in Britain after Grenfell, Jeremy Corbyn would win by a landslide. Now, we've not, in Ireland or in Britain, shaken our chains to earth like dew just yet. But we're rattling them. We're fighting back. That's what your victory in the court case on Thursday shows, and it's also what the election result shows, which has been a big defeat in Britain for the 1% and has raised the confidence of the 99%. Because the Tory Prime Minister thought she was going to win a landslide. She thought she'd have a 100% majority with which to inflict misery on us. And instead, she's clinging to power by her fingernails, propped up only by the DUP. What she didn't understand is the enormous groundswell in Britain, in Ireland, in many countries, of anger at all the misery we've suffered under capitalism in the last decade, that once someone offered an alternative, people would turn out and vote for it. Grenfell lays bare what austerity has meant in Britain and the contempt with which the capitalist elite hold working class people. I know I've got a very short time. I can't give you all the statistics about Grenfell. All the outrages, there's so many. The crimes committed by the construction companies, the government, the council. I'm just going to say a little bit. The council have £300 million in their usable reserves. And yet, when they carried out a £10 million refurbishment of Grenfell, they saved a poxy £300,000.